Hello and welcome back, or welcome if you're new here, Tweens Not Kids. I'm Avery Day, your host. Today I'm going to be talking about what happened at the Capitol 2 Wednesdays ago. I will be having interviews with many tweens, many than what I usually do, and I will tell you about my own opinion about how I feel about what happened at the Capitol, and if I think we can get back from this and how we can get back from this. So, let's get into it. I first want to tell you what happened. Many of you may not know because your parents may think this was too violent and that you shouldn't know about it, but you should. It will be the worst part of the American history, but it's something that we all need to know so then we can tell our children, our grandchildren, or even great-grandchildren about what happened 2 Wednesdays ago on Wednesday, the January 6th. So, what happened was that earlier that morning, the president, Donald Trump, had a rally with many people, including Mo Brooks. And they had told them to go to the Capitol because the election was stolen, it was fraudulent, and that Mike Pence will do his job and give the election in our favor. And Mo Brooks, he even said, get ready for trial and combat. And so many people took that literally, and when millions of people went to the Capitol, they had brought guns, pipe bombs, flags, and they used whatever they had as weapons. And even though many people were tweeting about this on many different social media platforms, the Capitol Police did not take this seriously, and they weren't prepared. And so when they got there, they were outnumbered. And so they weren't very violent. They didn't take control of it. And so they were trying to keep them out while the Senate and the House was counting the electoral votes. And over a period of time, the people got in, the rioters, the protesters, who at first was a calm protest and then became violent, they got in to the Capitol, and they had to evacuate the Senate and the House, and these senators and these Congress people were very scared. They didn't know what to think because their life was at risk. And so they went into a secure location until about maybe 8 o'clock, and once they got in control. But while they were in the secure location, the rioters got into the Capitol, and it seemed like they knew where to go because they went to Nancy Pelosi's, and they went to even office that wasn't named, but I think a senator, congressman, usually uses, but doesn't have his name on it. And they went in there, they trashed the place. Some guy's computer was even taken, but they got back. One guy sat in Nancy Pelosi's chair, took an envelope, and sat in the chair, and they vandalized the place, and people went into the Senate chamber, sat in Vice President Mike Pence, soon to be Kamala Harris's chair, and said, "This is our chair, this is our house, we deserve to be in it." And they were looking through their desk, taking pictures of their the Congress people and the senators' work. They were just messing the place up, and they were doing some very illegal things, and many people have now been arrested. But President Trump may pardon these people. We do not know yet. And so they are being held in a held in jail. I think they have been arrested, but they have not had a court case yet. So we do not know if they will be put in jail for how long. And so I will tell you more about this in the next few minutes of this podcast. As you will hear in the next part of this podcast, I interviewed many people about what they thought about the riot and how the riot affected them and everything you could have possibly think of. So I'm going to answer a few of the questions for myself, and you will hear what other people will have to say about the questions. So I asked almost all of them, like, how did the riot affect them in terms of their feelings or anything really. And for me, the riot affected me in terms of going to school for hybrid, because now we are not going. And also in terms of emotionally, the riot sort of had me surprised, and it was different. It was a different experience than anyone has ever experienced. So we have never felt this and seen this, and so we are sort of experiencing it firsthand and knowing, like, our country can get this low, and so it's, like, disheartening to see. And I asked many of them, do you currently feel safe where you live? I personally sort of do and sort of, like, does not, because knowing that where I live, some people might have gone to this Capitol riot. So will they act like this in the community? Like, we just don't know. And I also asked them, do you think that the riot got out of hands, and, like, was it a good cause and what they were doing was correct? What they were doing was definitely not correct. And it just completely got out of hands, because they could have done a peaceful protest like the Black Lives Matter movement was doing. I talked about this earlier, like, in the first episode of this podcast. You can go back and listen to it. It's called The Challenges African Americans Face. So please go listen to that so you can sort of see how it got, was different. It was completely different. And I also think that, like, they were attacking police officers, and they were storming in there, and they don't really have a right to do it, and they were interrupting the electoral process of counting the electoral votes to see that Biden and Kamala Harris will be inaugurated on the 20th, which is today. I also asked them, did you know anyone that was a part of the riot? Many of them will say no, as you will hear soon. I didn't either, but if you do, like, I will leave a link in the description, or not a link, a number that you can call if you know someone who was a part of the riot. If you know anyone that was a part of the riot, call 1-800-CALL-FBI. The number is, and if you want to put in numbers, it's 1-800-225-5324 to give call them to give any verbal reports related to their investigation for the Capitol riot. And if you recognize people that was a part of the riot. So, like, I'm going to say the number again. Please call 1-800-225-5324 if you know anyone that was a part of the riot to identify them. What I was talking about just a few minutes ago. I also asked them, like, how do you feel knowing that there are a few thousand National Guards protecting the Capitol with machine guns? I personally feel safe, but I don't really feel safe about how they're going to use it. Like, if I were to drive by the Capitol, like, would they use it if I was driving by? Like, that is uncertain. So I feel safe knowing that they are able to protect the country, but then I sort of question what they are going to do with this. And I also asked them, do you think that the country that used to be number one in everything in terms of money, leadership, democracy, everything can come back from this? I say maybe. And hopefully with a new president, Joe Biden, and his vice president, Kamala Harris, maybe they can hopefully get some back, put some laws back into the country and hopefully make it sort of put us back to where we were before or even better. If they can. And the last question I asked them is, if you were in that protest, would you have tried to calm it down, or would you have also broken into the Capitol? This one is a hard one, because if you try to calm it down, like, and you're just one person, would they attack you? That's something that we don't know, even if you were a Trump supporter. And would you also, or like, but if you broke into the Capitol, you sort of, you have less likely to, to be attacked by these rioters. And so, I would say I would probably just walk away. Like, if I see that it's getting out of hand, I would probably just get back in my car and drive away. So, you will hear everyone's responses in these next few minutes, and you will also hear like what they think about it and more about how they think about it, about the questions I asked them, and they of course will give many of them gave really deep responses, and so you will be able to understand people's different perspectives. Now I have the honor to introduce Maya.
Hi.
Okay. So the first question I want to ask you is, how did the riot affect you?
Well, I mean, I feel like since it's my first year to America, it was, like, so surprising, because where I lived, it was, like, really, it, like, none of this happened. So it was just really crazy to see it on the news. So, yeah, I feel like it just impacted that.
So did the riot affect your parents in terms of their job, or, like, how they were feeling about it?
Well, they were feeling really surprised. I don't think it did anything with their job, but I think they were just really surprised about, like, what the people did.
Okay. So do you live in D.C. or do you live in a part of Maryland that's super close, so, like, the listeners can understand, like, how close you were to the riot?
So I live in D.C. I live in Georgetown, so I was kind of close.
Okay. Did you see, like, Trump supporters driving down your roads? Because I know I heard a lot of people say that they did see that.
No, I didn't, because Georgetown was blocked off, so none of them came in that area. So
that's good, yeah. So do you currently feel safe where you live? Cause I know you just said that Georgetown has been blocked off. Is it still blocked off? And do you feel safe where you live?
Yeah, I think it's still blocked off, but yes, I feel safe. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to hear. Do you think what the people were doing was for a good cause, like breaking into the Capitol?
Well, I feel like they shouldn't have broke into it or like be there because, you know, it's also COVID-19. But if they told us in a different way that didn't impact a lot of the government or that wasn't really so effective, then I think it would have been better. But that's what I think.
Okay, so what you just said sort of goes into my next question. Do you think that the protest / mob / riot got out of hand?
Yes, I think it did.
Okay. I agree with you. Do you think, I just asked this, but so did you know anyone that was a part of the riot?
No, I don't think I knew anybody.
Okay. What did you feel when you found out about this riot? Like, were you surprised? Did you think this was going to happen? Like, how did you feel?
So my parents, since like they knew that a lot of people had strong feelings for Trump, like losing or winning, they knew that like something was going to happen, but I didn't really know 100%, so I was surprised by it.
Okay. So what did your parents say to you when you saw this on the news?
Since I didn't really understand what was happening, they just told me that, you know, the Trump supporters are really angry and they're breaking into the Capitol and it's not great.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to handle it. So how do you feel knowing that there is a few thousand National Guards protecting the Capitol? Do you feel... Like if you were to drive down, would you feel safe knowing that there's people? Or do you think, because they have many machine guns, which can be very deadly. If you drove past the Capitol, how would you feel? Like, how do you feel knowing that there's many National Guards there?
I feel mostly safe, but I also feel worried. I feel worried for the National Guard because, I mean, they're the Trump supporters. They have really strong feelings about it, so they're not going to give up. So,
yeah, and it seems like nothing will stop them. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the country can come back from this? Because it seems like we're really broken now that a place of government has been attacked and the windows have been broken. Do you think that we can come back from this?
I think maybe we can, or maybe they can like learn a lesson, but I don't know. I think it might be a little hard, but I think maybe they'll get over it in some time. But, yeah.
Okay, because many people are saying like they don't think that Biden is going to be the new president. So, if you were in that protest or mob, would you have tried to calm it down and try to calm people down and not break into the Capitol? Or would you just go with the flow and also break into the Capitol?
I wouldn't break into the Capitol. Even if I had strong feelings about something, I wouldn't do something that big of a problem.
Yeah, if I was a Trump supporter, like, I don't think I would have gone to that protest. I would just accept it and maybe, like, a little sad that the president that I wanted to win didn't win, but I had to, like, learn how to accept it. So, Maya, thank you so much for being a part of this interview. Please know that you are welcome to come back anytime, and I was really glad to have you here.
Me too. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Now I have the honor to introduce Noor and Ajuni.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. So I first want to ask you, how did the riot affect you?
Well, I feel like it just kind of made me nervous, and like it just made me feel kind of unsafe, and our president is like not being very responsible.
Well, it made me feel kind of disappointed because I feel like over the summer when there were a ton of Black Lives Matter protests, there were a lot of police officers, and it was peaceful protests, and my mom and me were, and Noor and my dad were all a part of some of them. But they were like, they used tear gas and rubber bullets, but when rioters were breaking into the Capitol, there were like a few protesters, and I mean, few police officers, and they didn't use rubber bullets. I think at one point they did use a real bullet, and they did use some tear gas too, but I feel like they could have taken it better.
Yeah, because like at the Black Lives Matter movement, they were more like, let's attack these people because they'll be more violent. But with the actual rioters, they were just like, oh, just come on in. We're inviting you into the Capitol. So I completely agree with you. So my second question is, like, how does the riot affect your parents in terms of their job or, like, in terms of their feelings also?
Okay, so my mom is a lawyer and my dad is too, but my mom works for Amnesty International and she works on, like, gun violence and, like, protesters and, like, stuff like that. And, like, she's been working on, like, keeping, like, she has to, like, prepare for, like, what was gonna happen. And I definitely think it's gotten worse, like, because at the beginning, like, Donald Trump just kind of didn't really like talk about it. He just kind of ignored the fact that he lost the election. But I definitely think that, like, Donald Trump, it's not safe for him to tell lies because, like, now his, like, followers are not believing, like, are believing his, like, words. So,
and just to add on to that, she was reviewing and looking at some protests, and there's a movement called Stop the Steal, and there's a group called Proud Boys, and there are a ton of members of the Proud Boys at the Capitol, and it's affected us and her because she's been really busy, and she's been working on this like a lot, and she's been like really busy, as I said, and I think we can all agree that a ton of people were like who live in DC and Maryland and around the Capitol were really scared, and that's basically it.
Okay, so the third question I have for you is, do you live in DC or the part of Maryland that is super close? Because I asked this because, like, you know, some people I know saw like Trump supporters driving down their road, so. Were you close to the Capitol?
We're not too close. We're not close to the Capitol. Like, it's probably like a 10 to 15 minute drive to the Capitol. But we're closer to American University. But we have not seen any protesters drive down our streets. But yeah, definitely, when we've been driving, have seen other protesters drive.
Okay. So, do you currently feel safe where you live?
Yes, we do.
Okay, that's great. So, do you think what the people were doing was for a good cause, like supporting Trump and doing all those things? Do you think what they were doing was for a good cause?
No, I really don't, because Donald Trump is not being very responsible, and he is telling lies to the citizens, and also, like, all his followers believe that the votes were not right, and I don't think he should be lying, because then, like, everyone is believing him, and they shouldn't have to, like, believe lies.
Okay. Yeah, and to add on to Noor, if they really believed that it wasn't, like, the votes weren't correct, they could have peacefully protested, but instead they risked millions of people's lives to break into the Capitol and to cause commotion and do all that damage. So
yeah, because a lot of those people weren't wearing their masks. you can see in videos that people have posted, they were not wearing a mask. They were not obviously 6 feet apart. They were very close. So you sort of already said this, but do you think that the protests, last mob, last riot got out of hands?
We definitely do think that it got out of hand. We were not prepared for like police officers. There weren't enough police officers.
Like, and Donald Trump was denying the fact that they were everyone was calling him and trying to help him and send like security and police because they knew like something was like going to happen, and Donald Trump kept denying it, and that I don't think was very responsible of him.
And also, with a video we watched, we saw there was, like, maybe 10 to 15 rioters at the beginning breaking into the Capitol, and there's one police officer with not a ton of weapons, and he had to lead them away from the, everybody in the, to keep them safe and lead them to more police officers, so I definitely think they were not prepared.
Yeah, I think I saw that video. So, did you know anyone that was a part of the riot?
No, we don't.
We don't know anybody who was a part of that riot.
Okay, I asked that because some people who live more in like the countryside, they could say that I know this person from high school, I know this person from college, or like that's one of my mom's friends or something like that. So, like, what did you feel when you found out about this riot?
I definitely felt surprised, and I felt kind of disappointed in our president, and also that, like I feel like I know I've brought up this fact a lot, but he's not being very responsible, and he's kind of, like, lying.
I definitely felt anxious to try and figure out why this happened. I felt scared and upset, and I was also surprised because the last time there was this bad of an attack was in 1812 in World War II. It was just, I don't think it was responsible, and I know a lot of people felt who lived like in DC and Maryland felt and very scared coming, and upset.
Coming close to the inauguration, like all of the most of the bridges that connect, like are near, like that area are all closed because there's like so many like police officers and security right now.
Yeah.
This area.
Yeah. Like, because it's definitely gonna be busy on our street because it's they have closed a lot of the roads, and there are millions of soldiers because they are getting prepared for the inauguration because they fear that the rioters are going to come back on inauguration. So,
yeah. I now want to ask you, what did your parents say to you?
About the riot?
Yeah.
Okay. So my parents told us about what happened. I kind of figured it out during class, but today my parents let us watch this thing on the news. It's like basically a video about all the riots, or not all the riots, like the riot and what it looked like, and how the police officers and the security were like doing against it, like trying to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And add on to that, they also told us not to worry about it because we're safe and most of our friends are safe. So
okay, so that's good to know. How do you feel knowing that there are maybe a few thousand National Guards protecting the Capitol? Like, do you feel like if you were to drive past it, would you feel safe? Or because they have many machine guns, so would you be like, oh my God, like, I don't know what they're going to do with that? Or like, how do you feel knowing that?
Well, I definitely feel kind of safe when I'm in my house knowing there's security trying to like protect our like country. But, like, there's also, like, a lot of security in other place states and stuff. But I do definitely think that I would feel kind of scared if I saw different machine guns and stuff like that when I'm driving. But we usually don't go down to the, like, we haven't been downtown, like, to the Capitol in a long time, so.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Noor on that, and I definitely feel safer, but I also feel, I feel safer, but I also feel that, I just feel safer, honestly.
Yeah, because it's different, like, seeing pictures of, like, military / like, National Guards at the Capitol with machine guns instead, but it's totally different when you're seeing it with your own eyes and you're, like, there in front of them. So, do you think that the country can come back from this?
Yes, I do, especially how Joe Biden is going to be become the president in a couple days, and I definitely think that could change, like, a lot of things, like, and
To add on to that, I think that if we all understand what happened and if we tell other people what happened, I think if we can work together, then we can definitely convince people that it wasn't right what we did, what they did, and that what Trump did. So,
yeah, I completely agree with you, Ajuni. So this is my last question. So if you were to be in that protest, would you have tried to calm it down, or would you also just try to break into the Capitol because you're only two people? So would you have tried to calm it down and possibly get attacked by them, or would you just go with the flow and break into the Capitol?
I think we definitely both would not be part of that protest, but if we were, I think we would definitely choose to calm it down.
Yeah, I definitely think we would try and calm it down because, like, even if we are, like, we definitely aren't Trump supporters, so even if that was the, like, if we, it was the case that we were trying to be part of it, I would definitely try and calm it down, because even if I was a Trump supporter, it's not okay to, like, affect other people who aren't, and just because, like, someone's different does not mean you should be treating them differently than, like,
yeah. I agree, because if some of the videos on news show people trying to be like, dude, don't sit in that Senate chair, or because we don't own it, it's their property, it's the vice president's chair. So I completely agree with you both. So that is the end of this interview. Please know that you are both welcome to come back at any time.
Okay. We would be happy to.
Bye.
Bye.
Now I have the honor to introduce Henry.
Hello. I'm glad to be here today.
Okay. So, Henry, how did the riot affect you?
Well, I remember I was doing homework at the time. But anyway, I remember just, like, being told about the riot. And I just found it really shocking. Because I found it shocking and confusing, because the Trump supporters are kind of like America, we're America, Trump is America, but they attacked the Capitol, and I feel like that was a huge, like, against America statement. My dad works at the Pentagon, so he, I don't know, kind of knows about it. But anyway, I just found it so shocking and surprising. And I remember watching the news, and there we were getting, watching the reporter who was actually inside the building at the time, and it looked really scary.
Yeah, like just watching videos seemed the riot seemed very scary. So you said your dad was a part works at the Pentagon. So like, how did the riot affect your parents if your mom works in the government in terms of their job?
My mom is actually a social worker, but my dad was actually taking a run by the Capitol, and he was like a mile away, and he said he still saw Trump supporters who were walking in, but they weren't really, they were still peaceful protesting. But obviously at the Capitol, there was a lot of violent protesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, do you live in D.C. because you said your dad was taking a ride? Do you live in the part of Maryland that's super close because, like you said, that your dad was running past the Capitol?
No, we live in Cleveland Park. So, like, we're near the National Zoo, and we can, like, walk to the mall. So, we're relatively close, but we're not, like, the closest.
Okay. So, did you see Trump supporters driving down your roads to get to the Capitol?
Well, I don't know if they were Trump supporters, but like in the summer, we don't know people are going to the zoo, but we get a huge increase in like cars that are parked on our street. It's kind of same thing like that. There were like a couple more cars than usual driving up and down our street. And yeah. I do think some of them were Trump supporters.
Yeah, Trump supporters who didn't necessarily have their flag attached to their car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you currently feel safe where you live?
I do. My grandparents live right next to Joe Biden's house. So they have the checkpoint there. We actually went to visit them and we had to drive around because it's like, their house, you have to go around the checkpoint to get to their house. And they say they feel really protected. And yeah. And yeah. I heard that someone with a gun tried to break through the barricades at the mall. But he was caught, or she.
It sort of sounds scary that your grandparents live really close to Joe Biden because there's many Trump supporters. So we don't know if they will attack Joe Biden's house, you know?
Yeah, I doubt it because I feel like I don't think he's going to be in his house much because he's going to be living at the Capitol. So, yeah. I mean, I really don't think so. And there's like a huge checkpoint, so I doubt they could get through.
Okay, that's good. So do you think what the people were doing at the Capitol was for a good cause? Like, do you think what they were doing was correct?
Definitely not. I really don't like Trump at all. And I felt like we were watching the news like a couple days after and they were playing like repeats of two of his speeches, one before the Capitol riot and one after. And started with him saying, the one after him saying, I did not encourage this. And it switches to the one before and he says, you have to go attack the Capitol or something like that. So I feel like he really encouraged that. And I really don't like that. And I feel like I was so shocked because it's like our president, the person who's supposed to be protecting our country from terrorist attacks, actually launched one on our country. So.
Yeah. And how you're saying like his speeches before and after the riot, like one of the, maybe the ones that you're watching, he said at the end that, we love you, you're very special, and go home. So he's encouraging it by saying, we love you, and you're very special. Not like he didn't really condemn the riot. So I now want to ask, do you think that the protest, some people will call it a mob or a riot, got out of hand?
Definitely, because they got inside the Capitol and they smashed up furniture. And there was a lady who, like, she had a wheelchair and she barricaded herself in a room. And Capitol Police had to they like texted her a secret code to let her know that it was them at the door so that she could come out and they could get her to safety. So, yeah.
Yeah, and how you're saying they were like destroying furniture, there's pictures of people sitting in Nancy Pelosi's chair and people sitting where the vice president will sit at the in the Senate chamber. So that was very shocking for me. So did you know anyone that was a part of the riot?
No, I did not. I mean, I remember driving past a few like subway stops on the signs. It's like, have you seen, it's like stop the Capitol riot people. And it's like pictures they got out of the people's faces. And there was like a guy going around the Capitol waving the Confederate battle flag. And there's a guy wearing the camp something, but that was like against Jews. And yeah. It was like a prison camp for Jews.
Yeah. I asked that because many people say, oh, I know this person from like older people who like have experienced more. They said, oh, I know this person from when I was in high school or college. Or they can say, isn't that one of my mom's friends or my dad's friends? And so people who live more in the countryside, they could say that. So when did, like, what did you feel when you found out about this riot?
I don't know. I was just shocked. Like, I was speechless. Like, I was just watching the TV with my mouth hanging open. Like, oh, my God, what is going on? And it was crazy. It was just, like, they overwhelmed the Capitol Police. And, like, now we have the National Guard there. We actually went downtown, well, towards the Capitol. And, like, we saw the police cars blocking the roads and like all the shops were boarded up. And my mom showed me this Twitter post where it was a picture of all the military and army troops there for the black peaceful protest. And then it was like a couple Capitol Police. Now, don't get me wrong, they're very well trained, but it was only like them, no army, no National Guard, no nothing for a Trump violent mob riot.
Yeah, because for the Black Lives Matter, they thought they were going to be more violent, they were more of a threat, even though they were very peaceful. But for the Capitol riot, they thought, oh, these people, there are Americans, our people, let's not attack them. They were also a few police officers, black and white, were saying, I'll help you get in. Just make sure you don't ruin anything. So, yeah, I had shocked emotions. I was very shocked and I had mixed emotions. Many people probably were like that because this riot people were tweeting about it on many different social media platforms. So I think the police officers could have been more prepared.
Yeah, and it was like, I feel like they were kind of like, oh, if you're black, you're going to cause violence. And if you're white, you're okay. And that's like really a racist statement that they shouldn't have like assumed or even made in the first place. And like, yeah.
So what did your parents say to you when like you saw this on the news?
They said, well, my mom said, oh my gosh, guys, come look, people are rioting at the Capitol and breaking into the Capitol. And like, I remember, like, my mom was like, oh, they're all going to be fine. But, I mean, the police officer was, I mean, the Capitol Police was killed. And, like, yeah. I remember when the news reporter who was inside the building, they passed, like, in the chamber they were in, there were like police everywhere with like semi-automatic weapons, and it was really scary because I can't imagine what they felt.
So I have a question, because you keep mentioning there was a news reporter that was inside the Capitol. So I am wondering, like, what news station were you watching? Was it like CNN, Fox News? Like, what was it?
I actually forget. I think it might have been CBS. No, that's not the channel. That's two different channels I got confused. I don't know. My mom kept switching the channel because she wanted to see another one, but
like all.
So I can't remember, but I do. I think it might have been. Yeah, I don't know. I can ask her, but she is somewhere else right now. So actually, I can't.
So I want to ask you, how do you feel knowing that there's a few thousand National Guards protecting the Capitol? Because I think you said that you sort of went past the Capitol a little bit. So do you feel safe knowing that? Because they have many machine guns and all of that. So do you feel safe?
I do feel safe. I feel like the Capitol is well protected. When I heard, like, Trump supporters were coming into town, like, before the riot, and I heard it was, like, the group that, like, I don't know, got into a fight with a Black Lives Matter protest. All right, I didn't feel so safe in my own home because I heard they were coming into my city, and I really didn't feel safe about that. Safe with that? Sorry.
Yeah.
But now I feel safe because, like, they're trying to track them down, and the Capitol is well protected, and I don't think it's going to happen again while Trump is president. And I hope, better hopes for Joe Biden. So,
yeah, you were saying you didn't feel safe when you when you heard people were coming into your city. I sort of have that same feeling now because where I live, one of the officials for the state was actually at the riot, and he said that you better watch out for your Black community or something. And so I don't really feel safe going out. And also, you know, some people go to the grocery store without a mask on. So it sort of says like who they're trusting. It could be like Trump. And so that doesn't make me feel really safe. So we sort of had the same feelings about this. So do you think that the country can come back from this?
I think it might take a little while, but I think definitely yes. And there might be a little scar that's going to be there that you can't get to go away. But I mean, I think we can almost 100% solve this and put this behind us and get a fresh start.
Yeah, especially with the help of Joe Biden as the new president. So now I want to ask you, this is the last question. So if you were a part of that protest and you believe that the election was stolen from you, would you have tried to calm it down and say, guys, like, we shouldn't really be at the Capitol and we shouldn't be sitting in the same chamber and doing all these things? It was just supposed to be like a small protest. Or would you have also tried to break into the Capitol because you're only one person? There's like many people trying to break in. So would you just have gone with the flow and also break into the Capitol?
I think I would have protested, but I think I wouldn't hurt people or go into the Capitol because like I feel like that's wrong. But I don't know if I'd try to like stop them, because when you're in a big crowd of people, it's like everyone thinks has won, and the majority of people were like, break stuff, hurt people, break into Capitol. Yeah. And I feel like they were sending that message to everyone else. They're like, you do this now, or that's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, so Henry, thank you so much for coming on to this podcast. Please know that you are welcome to come back anytime. And yeah.
Well, thank you for having me on this podcast.
You're very welcome. Now I have the honor to welcome back ACT.
Hi.
So, ACT, I'm going to ask you, the first question is, how did the riot affect you?
It affected me that, like, these people are, so basically they're rioting over something that really the Mike Pence couldn't really control, because what they were doing were, they were rioting at the Capitol because Mike Pence approved the president, and he couldn't say anything else. And so I think they were being kind of dumb because they couldn't change anything about that.
Yeah, because they were saying they want Pence to do his job. His job is to follow the Constitution and follow by the law. So he did exactly what his job was. So I now want to ask you, how does the riot affect your parents in terms of their jobs or even their feelings?
Well, my parents work from home, but they do have offices in the in DC. So I don't think it affected their jobs, but they thought that that the people who were rioting there was very uncalled for. They really shouldn't have done that, and they're just being extremely overdramatic and very stupid.
Yeah. So, do you live in DC or in the part of DC that is super close?
Yeah, I live about 20 minutes from DC.
So not directly in it. So no. Did you see Trump supporters driving down your roads? I asked this because many people I know have said that. And because if you live in a different state, they could have been driving down to get to DC.
No, I didn't. But there might have been there because there wasn't really a way of knowing. And they might have been driving right by my house, going to try and get there and storm in the Capitol.
Yeah, because some of them are more noticeable because they have like the Trump flags outside their car. So they might be
yelling or screaming.
Yeah, some of them are very noticeable, while others are like hidden in plain sight. So, do you currently feel safe where you live?
At first, I didn't. I felt like, well, what if they go and try and riot around where I live? Because there are a lot of Biden-Harris signs where I live, and if they saw that, they might have tried to break into houses. Or so, like the night after, I don't think I really felt safe.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So I now want to ask you, do you think what the people were doing was for a good cause, and what they were doing was correct?
No, not at all. I think that they think their opinions matter so much more than anyone else's. They're that selfish that they think, oh, we have to harm people, even like kill people, just because we think we're only right.
Yeah. Do you think that what the protest, some might call a mob or riot, got out of hand?
Yeah, very much so. Because there were, like, I think 5 people that were killed. And I saw the videos of, like, the officer who was between the shield, he was being, like, crushed.
Yeah, people were taking off his gas mask. It was very horrible to see. So you said sort of this in the beginning, but like, what did you feel when you found out about this riot? Were you surprised? Did you have mixed emotions, or were you just like think that this was going to happen? Like, you're not surprised by it?
I was surprised. I'm like, wow, these people think that this is actually okay to do. They think that this is fine. This is not like something that they shouldn't do. They just did it without thinking. And I think that when you do something, you should always like think first, like, wait, is this right? Is this wrong? Should I be doing this?
Agreed. So what did your parents say to you? Were they like, this is what happened? Like, what did they say to you?
Well, they said that I should never be like that because those people are putting their own opinions and being very selfish and putting it before anything else at all. And I don't think anyone should be like them.
Yeah. How do you feel knowing that there are maybe a few thousand National Guards protecting the Capitol? Do you feel like that have machine guns? Do you feel safe, or are you sort of worried about what they will do with those machine guns?
Well, it depends. Like, I think since even 9/11, they've tried to make the security well, make sure they have background checks and all that. But sometimes they do make mistakes, and sometimes, like for an example, what we saw with George Floyd, that officer was did a very bad job with that, and they definitely hired a bad person to be a police officer. So there might be, what scares me is that there might be some people like that in the Capitol.
Yeah, I think it scares everyone about that. Do you think that the country that used to be almost perfect, known for being the richest, and other countries thought were the best, and now people think that this is what happened? They look like a third world country. Like, do you think that the country can come back from this?
It might take a bit, but I think eventually we'll go back to what we used to have with like Obama or other presidents like him. But now I just feel like our president, he's an embarrassment.
Yeah, he's embarrassment to the whole country and even the world. So this is my last question. If you were in that protest, would you have try to calm it down, even though you're only one person, and possibly be attacked by the other rioters who disagree with you? Or would you have also just like gone with the flow and break into the Capitol?
Well, to be honest, I might have been a little bit too scared because there are all these people, they have weapons, they even have guns. So I think if I felt more confident, then I would try and stop a few people, but now I probably would have just walked away.
Yeah, sometimes it's a little scary to like go against these people who aren't afraid to hurt people and be very violent.
If I stood up, I would have been like worried they might have actually killed me.
Yeah, or like hurt you to think that you could possibly die from what they have done to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, ACT, for being on this podcast. Please know that you are, again, welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Now I have the honor to introduce Elfie.
Hello?
So, Elfie, how did the riot affect you?
Well, I live in D.C., and it's a short drive to the Capitol, and it didn't really affect me, but it did affect me kind of mentally and emotionally, and it really hurt me to see that our fellow Americans who are there and citizens are just throwing away a part of themselves to disgrace the country and government. And I think that our current president at the moment, President Donald Trump, encourages these people is pathetic, if I may say so. And I think as president, it's his duty to stand up and tell these people what's right. And just the fact that he encourages them and says that they're loved, it disappoints me, because we should all expect better from our president.
Yeah, he also said that they're very special.
Exactly. And when they marched upon that Capitol, they're not special anymore. They threw away.
They're a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
So did the riot affect your parents? And if so, like how?
No.
In terms of job, too.
Of
their job.
No, my mom actually runs her own business. It's a museum consulting firm, and they weren't affected in any way. Just like in terms of morale, they were affected. And it took a big toll on us all. And those Retrumplicans, who I call them Retrumplicans, who marched on that Capitol, we were watching the news, CNN and Vox Live. It was hard, very, very hard.
Yeah. Did you see Trump supporters driving down your roads?
No, we did not. We didn't really look. We kind of wanted to get past it as quickly as possible. We didn't want to dwell on it for a long time, but we didn't see anybody. We didn't, hear people protesting. Not really.
Okay. Do you currently feel safe where you live?
I do feel safe, but to a degree, because I'm in my house with my parents. And I kind of am a bit worried that this is going to go to a point where there's people marching on the streets and everywhere, just banging in houses, and that I do fear for. But the inauguration is very soon, so I actually don't think that'll happen.
So do you think what the people are doing was for a good cause and was correct?
No, to both of those. No, from my point of view, it was not a good cause, but to them, of course it is. To the people who marched on the Capitol, it is a good cause for them. But and Melania Trump sent out a tweet calling them patriots. And from my eyes, those people are not patriots. I call those terrorists.
Domestic terrorists. They used the word patriot so much, I think we've lost the meaning of a true patriot. I don't think anyone knows what that really means anymore.
I agree.
So do you think that the mob, some people will call a protest or a riot, got out of hand?
Yes, it did definitely get out of hand, because people were breaking into the Capitol, doing inappropriate stuff, stealing things. Then that is definitely, definitely way out of hand.
Yeah, and they were yelling some terrible things, and what they had on the Capitol property to kill Mike Pence with a noose, it was hard to see, because you don't really see that often, but now that we see it, we're like, seriously, that's people still do that?
Yeah. There were people, there was a man called, I think, Zip Tie Man, something like that, because he had these cuffs made out of zip ties, and people were going to try to take prisoners.
Yeah, and possibly torture them. Mm-hmm. So did you know anyone that was a part of the riot?
No, I do not. I try to stay away from that stuff, but my mom does have a couple of friends, distant friends, the people she knows that are people of that sort of nature. And it's, frankly, it's hard to talk about, but.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to know that, like, people that your mom are friends with, they would do these kind of things, and you sort of wonder
well,
why.
Well, they weren't protesting on the Capitol, but they do kind of support that.
Oh, okay. So, what did you feel when you found out about this riot? Were you surprised? Did you think that this was coming?
Frankly, I wasn't really surprised. I was also disappointed because in the closing days before President Biden, Vice President Harris's inauguration, that the Republicans would try to do kind of like a one big last stand kind of. Try and turn things in their favor at the last minute. So I wasn't really, I mean, I was surprised that they were going to go at such big of a target as the Capitol building. And I was just disappointed, I guess, that Americans would resort to storming buildings, and I was just disappointed that some people have sunken that low.
Yeah. So what did your parents say to you? Were they like, this is what happened and this is why? Or like, what did they say?
For a second, we were just stood in silence watching the news. But then we kind of talked about the riots and kind of trying to figure out what happened because we didn't know all the facts. And we stood dumbfounded, really, and astonished at the fact that there were people who actually identified themselves as people who were inside the Capitol building. We were like, why would you do that? But we were all just confused and shocked, really.
And also, how you're saying, if they had wore masks, it would have been less likely that they would have been identified, because you can't really identify people by just like seeing their eyes and that type of thing. So if they had just worn a mask, people might not have been arrested.
And the FBI did set up like websites with tips. So maybe some people who know the assaulters would kind of recognize them with masks on, because you do kind of have to do that in these times. So yeah. Maybe some people would have gotten arrested, but definitely kind of a lesser amount than if they had not worn masks.
Also, if, like, some people can identify other people by their clothing, because if you work with someone, they usually wear this, or like you can identify their clothes.
Like work clothing, yeah.
Yeah. So how do you feel knowing that there are maybe a few thousand National Guards protecting the Capitol with machine guns? Do you feel safe, or are you sort of worried about what they will do with it?
I feel reassured, kind of, because, I don't mean to criticize or judge, but the security that there was when people were protesting in the Capitol was kind of, I mean, maybe they could have, I don't know, but I just felt like the guards weren't trying their hardest. But now that they have, like, machine guns and there are more people, I do feel more reassured and safer that it's not going to happen again.
Yeah. So, do you think that the country that used to be number one, that other countries used to look up, can come back from this terrible riot and what how our country has sort of gone into the ruins a little bit?
I think we can definitely come back up when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they take charge. They're going to find a way to make this right. And that was why they were elected.
I completely agree. So this is the last question. If you were in that protest, would you have tried to calm it down and possibly get attacked because you're only one person? Or would you have also just gone with the flow and break into the Capitol? Or would you also like just walk away too?
I would. I mean, if I was one of them and if I was one of the protesters and I feel very strongly, I don't know. I mean, I'm not an adult, so technically I don't really like have the right to be there. But I think I would have just kind of stood there for a couple minutes and then walked away and continued on with my business.
Okay. Leo, thank you so much for being here. So yeah, thank you. Please know that you are welcome to come back anytime.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, leave a voice message on my website, and add comments what you want future episodes to be about, and if you'd like to be a guest. The next episode is going to be about what you need to know about tween celebrities, part 2. I'm so sorry that I couldn't do that today, but I felt it was really important to talk about what happened at the Capitol riot. I hope you enjoy this episode of Tweens Not Kids. Bye!